Eastbound and down, loaded up and trucking.
Number 60.
We going to do what they say can't be done.
Tim Fork it, buddy.
We got a long way to go and a short time to get there. Eastbound, watch your bandit run.
You got this. He been doing that.
Tim Fork it, buddy.
He called me to let me know he was at my house with that to tell me.
Eastbound and down, been saying loaded up since. And trucking.
I don't know what he.
We gonna
what
do what they say can't be done.
I don't know what they got.
We got a long way to go.
Probably got something to do with the name of the show.
And a short time to get there.
Ten four,
good buddy.
All right.
So this is a show. We're going to have a guest on named Rodney Calhoun, and he is a long haul over the road. This is called Over the Road Trucker. Basically, long, you know, overnight, long day, long haul.
He said long day.
Long. Well, it is a long day.
When you long haul.
Long hauling, yeah. So so he's going to come on later.
We're starting and so, already. This is, I don't know which way this is going to go, but it's going to be good, dude. I'm excited. So, memories as a child, I'm sure every.
I remember when you
used to blow the horn. Don't beat me to my point, coach.
You pull your arm down like is
they
it
make to, them to make womp, a womp, womp when they pass by.
Right.
You do it two ways. Either you in your car,
yeah,
or either you sitting on the side of the road, maybe like on the, and you say,
yeah.
Every child did that.
Everyone.
Don't mess around. Let them blow back, boy. You have a fit. Oh, I did back. Right?
Yeah.
That's what's up, man.
Oh, man.
So I'm, so look, before we even, matter of fact, you know what we do.
Give us our theme music. Ten forget, buddy. Put the hammer down. Smoke is coming.
Smokey and the Bandit.
Smokey Bear.
Welcome to On and Off the Field, a podcast for the purpose. You got you on the field,
coach. Rest assured, this is your boy, Coach Boston, a.k.a. Steeler Nation since 1976.
Ah, the infamous Yoda Man since 1968, August 23rd to be exact. 10-4, good buddy.
10-4 there, good buddy.
All right. So we got to say a prayer.
This is a real trucker's prayer. We're going to tag team it.
This is going to be interesting.
Yeah.
We're going to run DMC it.
Run DMC it.
All right.
One for the trouble. A two for the pay.
Do, 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 do. Here we go. A trucker's prayer. Lord, please help me be safe as I travel each mile.
Let your presence guide me and bring me a smile.
Wow. Take care of my family while I am away.
Let them know that I miss them each and every day.
Okay, that's good. Steer me clear of danger as I cross the country alone.
I put my hands in yours, Lord. Keep me safe and get me home.
That's fire.
That's powerful.
All right, man. Shout out to the truckers.
Now, I've never driven a truck, but I've driven cross country before.
How is your CB dialect?
Weak.
Mine too.
Weak.
I
know 10-4. I know the Smokey Bear.
I'm about 5 miles, and I see a Smokey Bear up here about on the I-65 on the left there. 10-4, not as you see it there. That's my CB talk. That's
put the hammer down there, son.
Okay, hammer down means accelerate.
Accelerate. Let's get it.
Uh-huh. What are some of the things that he said to Smokey in the Bandit? Because he said some slick stuff. He said, I got to grab one of them. Because what was the name of his dog that he had with?
The famous one, he said, you mean Snow.
Yes.
Snowman
is the goat.
Got to put some groceries down my neck.
What was it? Yeah, I got to put some groceries down my throat.
Fred, you all going to take
Fred was his name.
Fred,
that was a dog. Shout out to Fred, dude. Me and
Fred,
you looking by peeking. You looking by peeking in the face, Fred. Let's stop by here by the choking puke. That was the name choking of the puke. Freaking restaurant.
Right, right.
And we're gonna get some groceries down the throat. This is crazy.
We losing time, bro. We losing time.
All right.
We ain't never gonna make it.
What do a truck driver and a slightly aroused man have in common?
What?
They both have a semi. That's good. That's good. That's real good.
Okay. My teacher told me I'd never get a job staring out of the window. I guess I showed her, huh?
That's good. Yeah. Why do truck drivers love the first day of June?
Why?
Only 4 more sleeps till Christmas. That's crazy.
That's crazy, huh? A truck carrying blackberries spilled on the highway. It was quite a traffic jam.
That's good. That's probably the best one so far. A truck carrying cannabis flipped over on the highway.
Really?
It created a huge pothole. That might happen. All right, come on. I spoke too soon.
My wife kicked me out because of my terrible Arnold Schwarzenegger impressions.
Okay.
Don't worry, I'll return.
Oh, that one was kind of trash. Why do truck drivers make good lovers?
Why?
Because they always deliver their load on time. That was it. That might be with pothole. Come on.
My truck and I have a lot in common.
How's that?
We both haul a lot of baggage.
That's good. What are the truck drivers' favorite part of the movies?
What?
The trailers. That was good.
An ode to Mackinac. All right, Monica, this is me and you in an 18-wheeler.
Oh, baby. My goodness.
The 18 wheels hum a lonely asphalt tune beneath the scorching sun under the silver moon.
Eating up the miles while hauling the nation with weary smiles.
But the delivery's waiting. The schedule's still tight.
It's the trucker's life, living day and night from dock to distant port. The journey's never done.
Until that final stop beneath the setting sun.
Ooh, it seemed like we should have had, that was fire. For a second, it seemed like we should have had some different kind of music because it felt like that was really triumphant. Especially from, it said, from the dock to the distant port.
Right.
The journey's never done. Sound like you're driving.
Right.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Pain, 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 pain. Sure, it's a fire or something.
Yeah.
You feel me? Random 3 a.m. thoughts.
All right.
Your first birthday is technically your second.
Yeah. Oh, well, yeah. That's fact. You're born, you don't celebrate that day. What do you celebrate? The 1 year later.
Man, dude. If we can't see air, can fish see water?
That's a good question.
It's a very good question. Yeah. Why is it called chili when it's hot? If a candle shop burns down, does it smell amazing or terrible? Dude, what is it with this dark humor? Yeah, you got a lot of dark.
I went dark this week, didn't I?
You did, especially with the story about the fire stick.
Y'all
don't want to know that.
You don't want to know that one. Oh. My brain went there.
Yes.
Mary's Nerd Nugget Fun Fact.
Oh, this is where.
Okay. Truckers are actually pet lovers. More than 60% of commercial truck drivers have a pet, and more than 40% travel with their pets.
I can see that totally.
For companionship.
Of course.
Yeah, absolutely.
Listen.
You know, the dog is just like, motherfucker, take me home.
They don't, you know what I'm saying? But you probably save money without having another human. Because don't a lot of truckers, like married couples, do the trucking thing?
Yes.
They actually travel together.
Right, together. I read that while I was researching the show.
I know a couple that does that. Mm. Yeah, right. I met them. Matter of fact, we share some flour together.
We talked about the Japanese couple that got another couple. So he had two wives
to help
with the driving.
So that's crazy though. But not crazy. I can totally see them having the pet thing, because I would have one.
This is a good one.
Okay,
this is a good one. I didn't know this. Did you know? In South Korea, the massage law originated during Japan's rule over Korea in 1913, when then authorities designated massage therapy as a protected profession for the visually impaired. Today, licensed blind masseurs are widely respected for their heightened tactical sensitivity and skill.
So they hired the therapists that were blind.
They were blind to give them opportunity to work and make a living for themselves.
But turns out they were more effective at it
because they, with their hands. Oh, that's my gosh. True.
So if you lose one sense, I'm guessing, how they say, if I'm you lose one sense, one, another one the increased. One.
Right.
So that sense of feel.
Right.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Can you imagine getting, and even to this day, they actually had the sighted masseuse, and massage people. They complained, took it to the court because they thought it was unfair to give the advantage to the visually impaired.
Huh.
They lost.
Of course.
Yeah.
And the people didn't even have to see them to beat them.
Right.
You do that in the...
Okay.
Things that make you go,
Okay.
These famous artists drove a truck prior to becoming famous. Sean Connery.
I'm surprised.
Before James Bond. Mm-hmm. Chevy Chase. Before Saturday Night Live. And even Elvis drove a truck right after high school.
For some reason with Elvis.
Yeah.
You can see that.
You can see it.
But... Sean Connery.
Yeah,
I didn't see that one coming.
Yeah,
yikes! Quotes of the week.
Quotes of the week.
Blue Horseshoe loves Anna Castillo. Don't watch the clock. Do what it does. Keep going. That's fire.
Yeah,
that's fire, dude.
That was a good quote that came up when during the search for trucks.
That's fire.
Yeah, there is more. Kiss my grits. There is more credit and satisfaction in being a first-rate truck driver than a 10th-rate executive.
Really?
B.C. Forbes said that.
Read it again.
There is more credit, the part of Chris Migrants, or the other part? There is more credit and satisfaction in being a first-rate truck driver than a 10th-rate executive.
That makes total sense.
Yeah.
You're so almondy.
You're so almondy.
You don't need a picture of me. I'll come home and sit on your dresser.
That's country.
Wow.
Country romantic.
All right.
All right. Church announcements. All right. Reverend Lederbetter would like to thank all who showed up for last week's Squirters Conference.
Oh, man. You know, I forgot they had that.
Yeah. It was a wedding affair.
It was a wedding. Okay. Congratulations to our very own Deaconess Tucker. She received her master's degree in theology. Shout out to her. Mm-hmm. All right. Guess where she got it from?
Yeah.
The Yoda Institute, where the force
is online. Nice.
What?
And that's nice.
The force is strong with
you. The force is strong with you. The emperor has foreseen it. Together we can rule the universe as father and son.
You were just reading it. You didn't know that's where I was going. I did it, dude. That's crazy. Read that again.
Who, the force is strong with you. The emperor has foreseen it.
That's crazy.
It's crazy.
That is. That's explicit.
That's what he said.
It is, but I never.
Together we can rule as father and son.
That's your first time doing that. All right, come on.
All right. Ecclesiastes 9:10.
All right.
It says, whatever your hand finds to do, do it with your might.
Okay.
Which highlights the sacredness of earthly work. Can you expound more on that, or Ecclesiastes in general?
Right. So, of course, the theme of it is, we've talked about this a couple of times. The whole theme of the book of Ecclesiastes is to really show you how to appreciate life without being lavish.
Right.
Remember the chasing of the wind?
Chasing of the wind.
We talked about that. Yep. We even made jokes about it, but in theory, it's true.
Right.
So you have to. I have to bring that up. So we can understand the perspective from what you said. So he said in Ecclesiastes 9, chapter 9, he says, whatever your hands find to do, do it. So in other words, don't waste time. Be pragmatic. Mm-hmm. If you're gifted with something, don't waste your life not doing it.
Right.
That's part of life. Living is producing, mm-hmm. and being a producer.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's part of our frustration when we don't produce in the area that we're supposed to. We just don't realize it.
Right.
So Solomon is saying, hey, whatever your hands find to do, make sure you go ahead and do it. Be pragmatic with the time you got here.
Right.
And ironically enough, God himself used this same quote, right? Mm-hmm. Well, Solomon used it, it was God's. But God said the same thing to a king that he, it wasn't his choice. So these people picked, they wanted the king so bad, First Samuel. They wanted this king so bad. It was like, oh, we see all these other nations. They got kings, you know. Mm-hmm. Oh, we want a king like them. But they already had one. God was leading them out of the bondage, everything. So that broke God's heart. Mm-hmm. So God said, okay, he told the prophet, tell him I'm going to give him a king. And this king going to rape their women. They're going to lavish him. He's going to raise taxes, blah, blah, blah. It's because it's the people's choice. Mm-hmm. But then he, ironically, he said to this king that he did not choose. He said, hey, whatever your hands find to do, do it. He said the same thing
to the king
that Solomon said.
Wow.
So do you see the dynamic of wisdom that God gave Solomon? When God tells the king the same wisdom he gave Solomon.
Right.
Solomon said that in Ecclesiastes. Some books later, He says the same thing to the king that he never chose.
Deep.
Yoda!
That was good.
Yoda, Yoda, Yoda. Just think about something.
Yeah.
What's the one thing we don't want to live with? Starts with an R.
Regret.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Neither do you want to die with it.
Right. Exactly.
People, I believe.
They say change starts in your mind, but it takes action with your hands.
Right. Right. I've seen people and have heard of stories of people that took that whatever your hands find to do, do it, Took that seriously. And they were producers all their lives, right? Did it with the gift that God gave them. And at the end of their life, It wasn't a fight to leave here.
Right.
Because they had whatever their hands, When they were here, whatever their hands found, they did. Like, oh, yeah, I did all that.
Yeah. It's a feeling, even when you're, like, I remember playing sports. The game was easy when you know that you're ready. You've done what needs to be done.
Right.
There's nothing.
I'm prepared.
There's nothing left to feel anything about.
I prepared
I'm
for
there.
This.
Yeah,
man, that's so hard. That's
did
facts.
That. Yeah, did that.
So that goes.
You know, there was a Turkish proverb on the line you were talking about kings. I just heard this recently. Mm-hmm. It said, "You take a clown and put him in a palace. The palace." He's not a, it doesn't make him a king.
No.
It makes the palace a circus. That was a good one, huh?
That's fire.
Yeah.
That's exactly what it meant.
Yeah.
I heard somebody say something similar to that. Say, you put a pissy person in a penthouse, it'll become a piss house.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a penthouse.
Right.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
But that goes to show how powerful we are. We change situations.
Yeah.
Situations don't.
Hey, facts.
So, hey.
All right. Look at your neighbor. Look at your neighbor.
In 1969, Richard Sagers became the first American hired as a long distance over the road driver at Yellow Freight. I remember Yellow Freight. Mm-hmm. After being limited to lower paying city routes, Sagers, however, was required to give up his seniority to accept the new position.
Which were not allowed by the whites, current white drivers.
At that time.
Yeah, only the black drivers had to give up their seniority.
In 1969.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Sagers launched a lawsuit against Yellow Freight and eventually led to a 1976 settlement, which began new opportunities for black and other minority drivers in the transportation industry. Having said that,
let's call our own over-the-road driver, Rodney.
Dear Rodney.
Can't forget, buddy.
Carolina.
Out of Pappy,
boss. Hello.
Good evening. Is this Mr. Rodney Calhoun?
Speaking.
Good evening, sir. My name is Rick Hesley. I am Coach Rick. I am the on-the-field coach, and I think you know the other guy on the other end. Let him say his own name.
It's our first time meeting. Hey, how you doing?
Is it your first time? Yeah. Wow. Yeah. This is Coach Boston. So you are on and off the field.
Okay, again, I'm sorry.
You're on and off the field, a podcast with a purpose. Can you hear us?
I can hear you.
Okay, we can hear you good, too, sir. How are you?
Okay.
Hope it's
doing good, a little hot, but I'm doing good. How about you guys?
Now, where are you?
I'm in Oklahoma City.
Really?
Nice.
Yes.
So what's the temperature like?
Sitting still here in the parking lot is 96, but it feels hotter than that.
Ooh.
Wow.
That's the kind of heat they got in Oklahoma City?
Oh, yeah. It heats up out here.
What's the hottest state you've ever been to?
The hottest state was Arizona.
What was the temperature?
125.
Oh, my goodness. What did you do? Walk around in a water suit?
Look here. You know how your clothes feel when you take them out of the dryer? They're real hot.
Yeah.
And you can't touch that metal button.
Oh, the button on the jeans.
Yes.
Ooh. Wow.
That's what it felt like.
Wow. All right, Mr. Calhoun. So we have a series of questions, and we're going to take you through the ringer here, sir.
Okay.
So just be ready. We're going to ask you some serious stuff. We're going to ask you some funny stuff. We may ask you some political stuff. We may ask you some spiritual stuff. We just don't know. But we're definitely going to ask you some stuff. We're going to talk about some trucker stuff. Some 10-4 good buddies.
All right,
so listen, before we even get started, I'm out there, because I love this. I love meeting new people. I don't meet strangers. So my CB talk sucks. So me and Coach, we tried it before we called it. Mr. Calhoun, help me with my CB talk before we start, because I don't feel like I can properly interview you if my CB talk and Coach's CB talk is not up to par. So give us a few CB lines. I'm talking about them good ones, you know.
I don't think I can do that. I mean, it's kind of. I haven't had a radio in my truck in over 8 years.
What?
It get raw out here.
So let me ask you this. Just give us an example of something.
You don't carry, you don't use a CB radio.
You don't.
No, 8 years. I haven't used a radio in 8 years.
Wow. So you don't talk to the other truckers?
You know what? To hear what most of them have to say, I don't have to talk to them.
Wow. Is it that bad?
You know, the last time I was on the radio, it's more political now. It's more racial now.
Oh, wow.
You know, the last conversation.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I'm sorry. I was just going to say the last conversation I had on the radio 8 years ago, I picked up the mic and started asking for directions, and some guy, and I'm assuming it's a white guy, he gets on the radio, and, oh, we got a biscuit lip on the radio.
Got a what?
You know.
Biscuit lip?
Biscuit lips.
I'm sorry, Mr. Carroll.
Hey, I'm going to tell you, I sound mad on the radio, but when I unkeyed the mic, I was laughing myself because it was funny. it was funny.
I remember John Gruden got fired. John Gruden got fired because he called the NFL guy. He said he had lips like Michelin tires.
Hey. Oh, my goodness. Okay. All right, Mr. Calhoun. Okay, so let's go ahead and get started with this.
Right.
We like to ask all of our guests, what's your favorite NFL team?
Oh, that's easy. Steelers Nation.
Okay.
Nice. All right.
Why? Because that's crazy.
Tell us why.
Yeah, tell us why.
I'm not a bandwagon jumper. I've been a Steelers fan, giving away my age, since 75.
Coach, did you know this?
You know, my coach is AKA Steelers Nation since 1976.
Are you sure?
No, I had no idea.
Mr. Calhoun, you don't understand how big of a Steelers fan Coach Boston is. He got a seating area.
My whole Steelers house is
nothing but black and gold. Yeah. But I mean just the one area that we sit in.
Right.
It's nothing but black and gold.
See, when you become a Steelers fan, you're a Steelers fan for life.
For life. Facts.
All right. So let me ask you this, and I need to honest. Please be honest. Did you expect Aaron Rodgers to be doing what he was doing this year? Be honest.
No.
Thank you. Nobody did.
I didn't expect him to, you know, because he was hurt last year with the Jets and he didn't do too good. And he has that he bring his politics to the team, and I don't like that either.
That but I don't like.
For him to be doing what he's doing, I mean, it's like he tapped into the fountain of youth, man, because he's doing things I didn't think he could do at that age. Yeah.
Imagine if they had if they hadn't gotten rid of
Pickens.
Pickett, if they he still had more Pickens weapons. On one side
and Metcalf and on the
Metcalf
other.
On the other side.
You know, Pickett in Atlanta is doing a great job. All he needed some blockers. Oh, you know, you're talking about the receiver. I'm thinking the receiver.
What if he'd have stayed at, with Pittsburgh? You know, they just got rid of him.
See, the Steelers don't like drama.
Facts.
They don't want. They don't want divas. Toxic. They don't want divas.
But they could have. He was toxic, coach.
But he was toxic. But my argument for him is that he was toxic because he was a good A1 receiver and not getting the football.
But I think he wasn't arguing.
Hey, you're giving me the ball.
But I think the point was he made too much noise too early. He was only two years in. You made too much noise.
I get it.
So that's toxic to them. The Rooneys don't like that.
My
but see, the Steelers did not keep him. No,
you get rid of him. He got one more year in a contract. So
no, Steelers don't care.
The Rooneys don't care. Right. All right. So this is our next question. What's your favorite college football team?
Roll Tide.
Roll Tide. Oh, man, Mr. Calhoun. That's all right. Roll Tide. Can you spell truck using the military alphabet?
Yes, I can.
Go ahead.
Tango Romeo uniform. Oh, my God.
Ah.
You threw me a curveball.
Ah.
Charlie Kilo.
There you go. All right.
There you go. All right. To death do us part. Are you married?
I am.
How did you meet your wife?
I met my wife at work.
Okay. So you're a truck driver?
No, she's not. I was working in a warehouse. Okay. I had come off the road. This was back in 2000. Okay. And I'm driving the forklift through the warehouse. And I passed her in her section. And she was arguing with two young dudes. And she was like, ain't that right? And I said, yeah. And just kept going.
Mm.
So when I come back through, she's grinning and I'm smiling. I stopped. I said, so what did I say yes to?
Wow.
She got a lot. She thought, these young boys think they did. They think they that. And she said, you agree with me? That's all that counts. I said, all right.
And y'all been
mad. We've been talking. Well, we dated for 5 years and got married. And matter of fact, our first date was on 9/11.
Wow.
Really?
So I always tell people one great thing come out of that day, and that was my wife.
Wow.
Yeah, that's a great story.
That's a great story, the way you put that. Right. All right. So, Mr. Calhoun, we have a sex doctor segment, so, you know, brace yourself. How do you find ways to maintain intimacy and connection with your wife while you're on the road?
Every time I call her, either hello beautiful or hello sexy.
Okay.
Okay. Nice.
That's good.
And the same when I end the conversation. And if I can't call her, I'll text her. I love her.
Mm-hmm.
And I got that from, you know, the comedian Bruce.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
One of his standard routines, he said, you have to do the same thing that you did to get a woman, you have to do that to keep a woman.
Right. Thanks.
And that foreplay is 24 hours a day.
That's fine.
Facts.
I love that.
Facts.
All right. And I've been using that every day since we've been married.
What's the longest you've been away from your wife on the road?
Ooh. She went to Philadelphia with my stepmom.
Mm-hmm.
I had already been out 3 weeks at that time.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it ended up being, because if the loads are good, if the money's good, I'm going to stay.
Mm-hmm.
And she has no problem with that.
Right.
If I didn't have a wife I had, I wouldn't be out here.
Okay. I got you.
I like that.
If I didn't have a wife that understood and when I get home, I don't have to worry about where my money,
mm-hmm.
you know, because we don't spend money like that.
Right, mm-hmm. right. Mm-hmm.
But I think the longest was like a month and a half, maybe.
Okay.
Wow.
Quick question off the top. Where are you from originally?
I am from Grove Hill, Alabama. No, let me take that back. I don't claim Grove Hill. I was raised in Grove Hill.
Okay.
My father was in the military. We moved from the DMV area, Baltimore, Maryland, Virginia area, at Fort Meade, Maryland, when him and my mom divorced.
Okay.
My mom was originally going to Chicago.
Okay.
Where her family was at. But my dad's mom was on the phone with my mom asking her, please bring my grandkids home. Don't take them away from me. And my mom, she said, let me think about it. She thought about it, and we ended up in Alabama.
Okay. Cool. All right.
So, yeah.
Tell us about over-the-road trucking. Like, what does your job entail? Describe this to the novice listener. Like, what's your typical day like or typical week?
It gets pretty hectic. Not so much the trucking part of it, mm-hmm. just the traffic. Gotcha. Too many people want to play with a big truck, and you shouldn't do that.
Right.
wow. But just, you know, you get to a shipper, and you have to be professional. You get to a shipper because you represent the company you're working for.
Mm-hmm.
And even if you own a truck and you signed on with someone, you still represent that company. So you have to go in and be professional.
That's right.
And once you check in at the shipper, you back up to the dock. They load you, give you your paperwork and your seal. You close the door, seal it up, lock it up, hit the road, and deliver. It's pretty much pickup and delivery.
Okay.
But like I said, they call it professional truck driving for a reason. So when you go into these offices, the shippers and receivers, you're not acting like a knucklehead.
Right.
You know, you're acting like it's your business.
Right.
Because they can ban you from a place of business, and you will lose your job.
Jeez.
Wow.
So it's kind of hard owning your own truck when you're a loudmouth and no one will hire you.
Wow.
I didn't think about
that.
That is something to think about. So yeah. This segment is called Edible, Eatable, Eat segment. This is about food, which I love trying different foods. So tell us somewhere that we have to eat if we drive in nearby. Like, you know, tell us somewhere
some place you've come across in your travels that you just got to, if some place you want us just to say, ooh, man, you got to eat here.
Right.
There's a place in Clint, Texas. It's about maybe 30 miles east of El Paso.
Mm.
And Nina's Cantina. It's a Mexican restaurant.
What is it? What's the name of it?
Nina's Cantina.
Like, that sounds familiar. Okay.
And there's a truck stop that sits maybe 50 yards from her restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
And she has a little kitchen inside the truck stop.
Mm.
And anything you want, Mexican food wise. But when I say all meat burritos, dude, all meat, I'm not talking about a finger sized burrito rolled up and given to you. I'm talking about one big as your wrist.
Wow.
Nice.
Wow.
Full of meat. I mean, just they have like 9 different burritos that you can order from, and I'm talking about excellent.
When you said that about that burrito, you sound serious.
Don't play with that burrito.
And when I say not stingy, they're not stingy at all.
Okay.
All right, Serenity Now. How do you cope with feelings of loneliness or isolation that come with long periods of driving?
I was just thinking about that.
You have a lot of time to reflect.
Mm-hmm.
You're out here by yourself. Yes, I listen to music. I try not to do the politics because all it does is make you angry.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I do a lot of sports talk radio, But when there's nothing on, I'll just turn the radio down and just drive for hours and just think.
Well,
and talk to myself.
Well, I Mr. Calhoun, I want to suggest, I know a show that I suggest that you listen to, right? It's okay. Really good. They have weekly topics. It's called On and Off the Field.
Okay.
You should listen to these guys. They are amazing. They're an amazing duo. And they you can listen to it while you're on your long drive. They got some good topics.
So that was a good segue, right? Right.
That was an excellent segue. So all you got to do, these two guys, I promise you, these two guys, and there's a few characters that come on too. Nurse Thickums, this lady that comes on. You Nurse Thickums might like you, so you got to be careful about Nurse Thickums because she's married, but she kind of greedy. So you should listen to that show though. It's a really good podcast show though. I recommend it to anyone.
When my cousin told me about it, I said, "You know what? I like podcasts."
That's a good
show.
And
when she told me about it, I said, "Okay, I will tune in."
All right. Nice. So this is our Health is Wealth segment, right? All right.
Okay.
Tell us about the challenges of living a healthy lifestyle while you're working as a long haul driver. And I want to be more specific, like from your diet to even to you particularly getting it actually exercise at a rest stop, or do you exercise at rest stops? How does that work?
I said that if I was a millionaire, I would build right next door to every truck stop in America a fitness center, because there's not one.
Wow.
There's not one. You have a truck stop every now and then that has a room. They might have a treadmill.
Crazy.
Or stair stepper, but it's all, they always broke.
Bruh, that's crazy.
Physical fitness out here on the road. Okay, professional trucking is not for everybody because everybody can't do it.
Right.
Because you have to remember you're driving a truck and you're pulling a 53-foot trailer behind you.
Right.
You know, and backing up, it's not easy. Coming down a 10,000-foot mountain is not easy.
Wow,
that's crazy.
You got discipline is number one. If you don't have discipline, you can be like some of these truck drivers out here, and I'm not talking about them. They're 400-500 pounds.
Oh, no. So that segues me into the other part that I asked you. So the food choice, like the food regimen, is there, you know, because I know you mentioned a burrito and, you know,
right.
That's not the healthiest. See,
when you get to some areas, it's mainly out west, not so much the East Coast. You can find restaurants that's walking distance of the truck stop.
Okay.
But relying on truck stop food, it's
unhealthy.
Not a good idea.
Right.
Have you ever been to Dysart's in Maine?
I've been to Maine twice, but I haven't been there, no.
Okay.
Is that a good restaurant?
It's a truck stop in Bangor, Maine.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we used to eat breakfast there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
They load you down.
Okay.
Yeah.
The truck stops back in the day, the old Phillips 76 with the big orange ball. Right. And the 76 on it. They were a good choice because they really took pride in what they did.
Right.
Now, truck stops is just a money grab. You go in to get a breakfast of eggs and hash browns or whatever. You take your fork and mash the hash brown and let the grease come out.
Oh, no. Right. And I can imagine that. Right. Like Love's, the one up by us. I can see that. Yeah. That's like a grease pit almost.
Right.
Okay. All right.
It's not healthy.
Describe your favorite route to travel, and do you have any future travel ambitions?
My favorite route to travel, I would have to say the one, my wife was with me then, from Chicago to Seattle.
What's the scenery like? Is it mountainous? Is it, what is it?
Interstate 90. Once you get out of Minnesota,
I bet that's fire.
Yeah.
It's gorgeous. Once you get out of it, once you get past all the buildings and the trees, it's just nothing but land, really. And you, I mean, it's just, the scenery is better than anything I've seen anywhere else.
I got a question. What's the coldest state you've gone through?
Or been in? South Dakota.
South Dakota.
What was the temperature?
Yeah.
South Dakota, it was minus 20.
That's up there near, I was up in Minnesota. Whoa. It was minus 70.
Now, Minnesota gets cold, but I've never been to Minnesota when it was that cold.
What's the coldest you've been in, Coach?
Minus 70.
What?
Yeah. You had to go out and start your car. If you weren't in a garage, you had to go out and start your car every couple hours or to die.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. Hey, oh, yeah.
So do you, this is a red flag segment. Do you pick up hitchhikers?
I do not. No.
Have you ever picked up one?
Never picked up a hitchhiker.
Okay.
Only person that's been in this truck besides me is my wife.
I can imagine that at the truck stops. Real quick. What's the average time you spend at a truck stop? And I guess that may be a dumb question. I don't know. I guess what I'm trying to
No. That's not dumb.
What is the average time that you spend at a truck stop?
The longest I've ever stayed at a truck stop was 3 days, but not because I wanted to, because an ice storm happened.
Okay.
And once it was over, it took 3 days for the ice to melt.
Okay. So while you're there, you can't work out or, you know what I mean? Work out or do, what is that like to sit at one truck stop?
What word am I looking for? It'll beat you down. I mean, you get tired. You only have the sleeper area in this truck is 76 inches, but that's from corner to corner like you measure a television.
Right.
Wow.
So from the back seat to the wall is maybe 6 feet.
Okay.
And from side to side is maybe 8. Wow. But you just think about it. Okay, I'm going to use this. A prison cell.
I was thinking that.
Mm-hmm.
It's smaller than a prison cell.
Oh, no. Smaller.
That's crazy. Wow. So it weighs on you mentally, huh?
It does. If you don't get out of this truck and get a hotel room, if you know you're going to be in it that long in the truck stop, get a hotel room.
I was going to ask you if you do that. So you just get... Basically, they have the room right in the same area as the truck stop.
9 times out of 10, yes.
Yep. Okay. Yep. Okay. What's your biggest pet peeve about other drivers on the road?
Tailgaters.
Why is that?
Wow.
So you saying a lot of people tailgate trucks?
No. A lot of people tailgate trucks, and I'll get to that. But big trucks tailgate big trucks also.
That's dangerous.
It is dangerous. But the reason a car shouldn't do it, I tell people, do not tailgate a big truck, because you ever see the tread laying in the highway?
Yep.
Yeah.
When it comes off of a trailer, it can go as high as 4 to 5 feet off the ground. If it hits your windshield, it's coming through.
Wow. The rubber tread.
A rubber tread. We call them gators.
Crazy.
Yeah, because it looks like an alligator when y'all
really
from your vantage point.
Right. Yeah. Wow.
But if it hits your windshield, it's going to kill who's up in the front seat.
Wow.
And I told my cousin, she didn't realize that either, but I told her yesterday on the phone, I said, it can weigh up to 200 pounds when, you know, a little force behind it.
Okay.
Wow.
And to describe it, have you ever hit a 200-pound deer?
That's crazy.
That's what it did to your car.
That's crazy. Right. And that's a piece
of a tire.
That
gator can do just as much damage.
Wow, that's crazy. See, I'll be careful. Don't tailgate the trucks if you're listening to us. Helpful hint segment. That should have been a helpful hint segment right there. Yeah. So what would you like to tell a person about driving too close and that's it?
Yeah.
Don't do that.
You're in a car.
That's crazy.
I don't care if it's a car in front of you or a truck in front of you. I've seen cars go underneath trucks when trucks had to slam on brakes.
Oh wow!
Oh man!
And it's not pretty.
I had a homeboy when I was in the military. His car, he went under there. He tore him up. Man, he was a vegetable.
Oof. Yep. All right. Describe an embarrassing moment while on the road.
Oh my God! Early morning. I can't remember what city I was in. Early morning. How can I say it? My early morning throne session hit.
I knew it was something like that, dude. So, I had a feeling.
No, but it's not going where you think it's going.
Okay.
I make it to the truck stop.
Okay, praise God.
I walk inside the truck stop. I go in, I sit down, and I'm like, it's mighty quiet in here this morning. So usually the men's restroom is crowded. I was in the women's restroom.
Oh man.
And didn't know it.
That's embarrassing. Hey,
did you start?
I started.
Did you finish?
And I was finishing up when two girls come in the restroom giggling and laughing, and I'm like, uh-oh. So I sit there a little longer. They in there just talking about everything, and you know, my butt's getting numb, and I'm like, I gotta get up. So I said, it's too late to pick my feet up, and I'm sure they didn't look down and see these big old feet. They didn't pay attention. They just having a good time talking. So they leave, and I jump. I crack the door, and I look. Nobody's in there. I run out and run straight to the men's room.
Quick.
And I wash my hands in the men's room.
That's it. Okay, dude. All right. So two thumbs up segment. What movie have you watched too many times? What movie have you watched just too many times?
Can it be a tie?
Yeah, it's a tie.
The Equalizer with Denzel.
That's fire. Okay. Come on.
And Born Identity with Matt Damon.
Listen, bro. Nice. I'm going to give you a hand clap of praise there, my brother. Yeah. Especially about that first one. It don't matter which Equalizer come on. One, two, or three. I'm watching all of them.
I'm watching it. It don't matter, dude.
Yep. That dude was cut. If you had to pick one favorite one out of one, two, or three, which one are you going to pick as your favorite?
The one that's my favorite.
And I'm going to tell you why. I'm going to tell you which one is mine. I'm going to tell you why. Go ahead.
The one that's my favorite is the one when he was in Italy. The last one he did.
That's three.
Okay.
Three.
Two is my favorite. Let me tell you why two is my favorite.
Okay.
I love the part when he tells when he finds out who killed his partner, when he tells all of them, he say, I'm going to kill all y'all. He said, the only sad part is that I only get to do it one time.
That's my favorite
line in the show.
Yeah.
That's cool.
You know he had a line like that.
That's cool.
You know he had a line like that in Man on Fire, right?
Right.
Yeah.
He did.
When the mom came in the room, she said, "What are you gonna do?" He said, "I'm gonna kill everybody that was involved.
Anybody
that had a play in it, I'm gonna kill them all."
And he did it.
He did it too.
But that line when he stood out there and then he held the dude's daughter, so they wouldn't shoot him. Because there was all four of them out there. He said, I'm going to kill every last one of y'all. He said, the only sad thing is I get to do it one time.
Should have been in The Hobbit. He's like, I'm going to make you
suffer. That's classic.
Got a sci-fi. I'm going to make you suffer. All right. So this right here is a riddle. Now, I hope he don't read it, Gollum, but if he do, that's him.
No, man. What has lots of keys but cannot open any door?
A piano.
Correct, my friend. Wow. All right. Tongue twister segment. This is what I'm going to say this tongue twister, and then I need you to say it, okay? You ready?
I'm ready.
I'm going to say it. One smart fella felt smart. Two smart fella felt smart. Three smart fella felt smart. Four smart fella felt smart, and they all felt smart together.
Okay.
One smart fella felt smart. Two, three, four.
Okay. One smart fellow felt. Wait a minute. One smart fellow. I can't do it.
Shout out to you, Mr. Hey, so listen, is there anything you want the people to know before we let you go?
stop the arguing.
Okay.
Thanks.
Preach, sir.
We are a lot better than this, man. What's going on now, man? It just doesn't make any sense.
Preach, sir.
It doesn't make any sense, man. Okay. We are all humans first.
That's right.
All right, you're humans first.
Right.
All this DNR, Republican, Democrat, GOP, liberals, and all that.
Well, you talking heavy.
Just forget about all that, man.
Talking heavy, Mr. Calhoun.
Forget about all that. God don't want us fussing over that.
Right. Talk, sir.
People are dying. You got people dying on the streets, man.
Listen to them, people.
You got people coming around you with masks on, snatching people up.
That's crazy.
It's basically kidnapping.
That's crazy.
It is.
That's facts.
But I saw on.
But then when I speak up against it, you want to call? You want to tell me that I'm not a patriot?
The same thing that the stormtroopers. Same thing.
Yeah, right. Being a patriot has nothing to do with it.
Wow.
You know. Let them tell them I'm not a good American.
Well, listen, y'all heard what the truck driver man said. He said, stop the arguing, man. Hey, listen, do you ever get to still, the kids still pull the thing for you to blow the horn? Do you still get that?
I get it mainly in the South.
Okay. That's us,
not
man.
Not so much in the North or out West. Every now and then I see it out there, but.
Okay.
In the South, Alabama, Georgia, Mississippi. Oh, I see it all the time.
That's us, man. That dirty South.
The dirty, dirty.
Yeah. Mr. Calhoun, man, it was a pleasure having you on.
Thank you. This was awesome.
I enjoyed it, brother. I enjoyed it for real, man.
Tell all your truck drivers about it.
Yeah. Tell them to listen to us, man.
Yeah.
I will pass the word on. Now, let me hold on a second. Because, you know, when you get old, your mind ain't right. You start forgetting stuff, so I'm going to write it down.
There you go.
Where is my pen? Yes. Okay.
And it's on and off Duffield with a DA.com. On and off Duffield.com.
Yeah. Tell them to subscribe, man. Go, you know, go start listening to us.
I will do it, brother. I will do it.
We said a prayer for y'all, man. Before we called you, just want you to know we said a prayer for y'all. You know, we said the trucker's prayer, matter of fact.
Trucker's prayer. Yeah.
And, you know,
That's another thing we need. People, for some reason, have stopped praying, man.
Wow. We got y'all covered, though, on and off the field. We got you.
I appreciate it, brother. I need all the prayers I can get.
Let them know, Brother Calhoun, that the brothers over here on and off the field got y'all covered.
Got them covered.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
In Jesus' name, and you tell all them people in Bama, I said, roll tide.
Oh, no, man. No, we ain't going up now. We got to go now.
Coach is an Auburn fan.
It's been good talking to you, Mr. Calhoun. We can't hardly hear you. I can't hardly hear you. What'd you say?
All right,
brother. We so appreciate you, Mr. Calhoun. Take care.
All right, brother. You too, man.
All right. No, yeah.
Nice. He's bound and down.
That loaded up.
Real deal. Tenfold, good buddy.
Thank you to the incredible listeners. Thank you for being part of the On and Off the Field family. Don't forget to like and follow us on your favorite podcast platforms. And of course, our website at On and Off the Field with DA.com.
I like how you did that. That was smooth. You got my back, coach. You got my back, coach.
Coach.
I got my back, coach.
10 for a good buddy.
10 for a good buddy.
This is episode number 60. Episode number 60.
60.
Wow.
We rolling. We rolling.
Don't say roll time.
We rolling. Gonna be at 100 before you know it.
Before you know it, man. On the field, coach.
This is your boy, Coach Boston, a.k.a. Steeler Nation since 1976.
It is the infamous Yoda Man since the year of 1968, August 23rd, to be exact. Hey, Coach. Another one in the books.
Another one in the books.
That was a good interview.
Yes.
Shout out to the truckers, man.
Shout out to the truckers.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Calhoun. Thank you, Geisha.
Thank you. We
did good, Geisha. We out.
When I get home... First thing I'm going to do is punch your mama in the mouth.
I'm going to barbecue your ass if it's the last thing I do.
Give me a Dr. Pep and a Diablo sandwich and make it in a hurry. I'm in a goddamn hurry. You want something? Look, Puppy Daddy. I got no time for that crap. My hat fell off, Daddy. I hope your goddamn head was in it. You did that on purpose. You son of a bitch. The goddamn Germans got nothing to do with it.
Hey, boy. Where's Sheriff Bradford?
Stop, stop.
I'm Sheriff Bradford. What in the heck is the world coming to?
Oh, my.
Oh, my God.